From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A college student from Saudi Arabia is slated to be brought before a federal court in Texas at this hour after being arrested and accused of plotting terrorist attacks in the U.S. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston says 20-year-old Khalid Al-Dawsari is accused of trying to buy bomb-making chemicals.
According to the criminal complaint, Al-Dawsari tried to buy chemicals for explosives online. He wanted to build something called TNP, which has about the explosive punch as TNT. He allegedly planned to hide the explosives in dolls and baby carriages. Among his alleged targets, dams in the U.S. and President Bush's house in Texas. The FBI found out about his alleged plots when one of the chemical companies reported the suspicious purchases. This case could be significant because it seems to suggest that radicalized foreigners can live in the U.S. for years without detection. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Militias loyal to Libya's leader Muammar Gaddafi have reportedly opened fire on protesters trying to hold a march in the capital of Tripoli. The Associated Press cites witnesses who say protesters leaving mosques there were confronted by troops and militiamen who began shooting at them. General Wesley Clark, the former Supreme Commander of NATO, says he does not think Gaddafi can long withstand the growing rebellion against him.
I don't think he's got the forces. I think if the people really are against him, that his own forces will collapse and they'll end up fleeing for their lives. But you could have a lot of people hurt in the process.
Clark was on CBS's The Early Show. In eastern Libya, NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro says people are celebrating the control of that city by the opposition.
There are thousands of people that have converged here, first to pray and then to protest. This is, of course, the Muslim holy day. And the message, they say, here is to Muammar Gaddafi, who is still clinging to power in the west of the country. All of the east is pretty much under the control of the protesters. There is a real feeling of solidarity here. They don't want this country to be split. They want a unified Libya, free and democratic.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reporting from eastern Libya. Hundreds of Americans have left Libya on a chartered ferry boat en route to the island of Malta, and the State Department has chartered aircraft to fly more U.S. citizens out of Libya later today. One house of Wisconsin's legislature, the State Assembly, has passed a plan to strip public sector workers of most of their collective bargaining rights. The vote was held abruptly and quickly at 1 a.m. to the consternation of Democrats who oppose the measure.
All in favor will vote aye. All opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the roll.
The bill now goes to the state Senate, but no vote can occur there while Democratic lawmakers remain away from the state. The government says growth in the U.S. economy increased slightly at the end of 2010. The Commerce Department says the gross domestic product rose at an annual pace of 2.8% in the fourth quarter. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are up 40 points at 12,109. The Nasdaq Composite is up 21. This is NPR News from Washington. The death toll from the earthquake in New Zealand has risen to 113, and the country's foreign minister, Murray McCulley, says he'll soon be asking for more help from other countries in dealing with the disaster.
We will be needing more help before this is over, and I've made that very clear to those I've talked to.
McCulley says the quake is believed to have contaminated much of the water supply in the city of Christchurch. Virginia's state assembly has passed a bill that would dramatically tighten regulations on clinics in that state where abortions are performed. Craig Carper of member station WCVE has details.
Abortion rights advocates say such regulations would put excessive strain on the majority of the state's 21 clinics and force them to close. Tarina Keene of NARAL Pro-Choice Virginia.
When you're talking about hospital standards, you're thinking about having doubles the size of hallways, double doors. You have to think about the size of an operating room is about 18 by 20, I believe. That's not what your typical doctor's exam room looks like.
Keene says NARAL will challenge the new law and believes they have a strong case to overturn it. For NPR News, I'm Craig Carper in Richmond.
The sound of Motown at the White House last night as President and Mrs. Obama hosted a concert for broadcast on PBS to honor the distinctive musical style that was born in Detroit. President Obama called Motown's music the soundtrack of the Civil Rights era.
As we come to the end of Black History Month, I can't think of a better way to do it than by honoring the legendary sound of Motown.
President said Motown groups have helped bridge racial divisions in the U.S. and bring Americans together. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR.